Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. What a wonderful day it is. It's good to be alive. It's a beautiful day outside. All praises be to the Most High Yah. And we're here for another Sunday. It's just a blessing to be alive, you know. Again, you know, it's a day where we have no topic at all to talk about, and everything to talk about. You know, we have touched on a lot of things yesterday during our Sabbath class, which was good to, you know, do as well. You know, but I don't have anything in particular to talk about, but I wanted to be here. I do have something, though, that I want to say. And I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I don't care. And I usually don't call names, but I'm going to do it today. I think that it's a shame the way they treat Meghan Markle. I really do. I think it's a shame. It's a petty, doggone shame. But all I say to her is, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, because you know what? If you're getting that much pushback from the enemy, somebody upset about something. So keep doing what you're doing, you know, because there is just, you can actually see the rift that they put in the media between her and Kate. There's always something negative to say about her, no matter what she does. She can't do it right. That is just the pettiness and the racist of the British tabloids and the Australian newspaper. They always have some. She's always stylish. She's always classy, and she's always holding it together. And to be up under that kind of scrutiny day in and day out, that takes perseverance. You know, and now all of a sudden, you know, like I said, forgiveness is a beautiful thing. And if you can forgive Camilla, you can forgive Megan. For real, at the end of the day. Because it's just ridiculous. It's petty. All these little outlets on YouTube and all the negative things that you guys have to say about her, you should be ashamed of yourself. Just because she's a woman of color. Because her skin is darker than yours. It's terrible. I think it's just and I've been wanting to say this for a long time, and it's terrible the way they do that girl. It's terrible. It makes no sense, and it's just pure pettiness and racist. That's all it is. They compete with it. It's a competitive thing between one wife against the other. It's just always they all, no matter what they see the norm to be, it's always a leak. It's always some negative. They always know something that everybody else don't know nothing about. It's just a mess the way they do that. And I just think it's terrible. But you hold your head up. And you keep doing what you're doing. Because you got somebody upset. And you know what? I was always told, you know, if you ain't got no pushback, something is wrong. So if somebody's upset about something, you just keep doing what you're doing now. I will say this. Be careful. That's all I'm saying now. You know, it's time to move forward. If you know, raise your children, love your husband, do whatever you need to do, and move forward. Because you can't change the way people feel about you. Everybody ain't going to like you no matter what you do. And especially when you're in the media all the time or you have the position that you are in, there's going to be haters all the time. So you can't do nothing about that. But keep doing what you're doing and be graceful and do and take care of your family. And do. You know, it's just a shame the way they do that, girl. It's a shame. You know, all because her skin darker than theirs. And that's all it is. You know, and it makes no sense. It's terrible. So I wanted to make sure I get that out there because I usually don't call names. I usually don't say nothing, but I did today because it don't make no sense the way that lady is treated in the news media. It's terrible. You know, we don't do no, I've never seen America do nobody like that. I mean, constantly, it's constant. The doggone dirty shame. It makes no sense. With all the pomp and pageantry and all the stuff, man, y'all look bad. That just looks bad to me. I mean, it just really does. It makes no sense at all whatsoever that she's treated like that or in the news. Hold on. Area code 276, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes.
That's
me, 276. I see that majority of the people don't understand true lineage who claim that they're godly and they understand biblical stuff. Because technically, biblically, she is a white woman. So
yes,
what if she looks like she just took a vacation to someplace, you know, with lots of sun? They are not exactly what you will call the color white, because when I wash the white clothes, they come out white, and that's not most of them. Very few are chalky white.
That's true.
And they can't even try to get a tan, some of them, because they look like crabs. They begin to burn. They turn a red, and some even turn pink. So this business about, you know, she's color, she's black, who cares what color?
Right.
Learn to love people for who they are.
Right.
You know, tired of this world and this nonsense.
It's foolishness. It makes no sense the way they treat that girl. It just, I mean, you know, it's just, and it's usually just regular people with channels, but you got Sky News from Australia. You got that little British lady that's on. I mean, it's just a shame, you know. But like I said, to her, hold your head up, because at least we don't do that over here in America. Don't nobody cut you down like that because of who you married to or because of the color of your skin or because, it's just ridiculous. I've never seen anything like this in my life. And it makes no sense. It's just wrong, you know. But she's always classy. She keep it together, you know. And you know what? Keep doing what you're doing, because you got somebody's attention, you know. And they fuel hatred and resentment. And it's like, why are you doing it? Because they have nothing else better to do. They don't. They don't have nothing else better to do. And it's a shame. It's really a shame. And like you said, all these folks, these church-going folks, for what? What are you doing it for? What are you going for? It's ridiculous. But that's something that I've been wanting to get off my chest for a long time. You know, I've watched all the interviews and how she felt and, you know, being isolated and all of that, walking into an environment like that, and I can kind of understand where she's coming from with that. You know, and the treatment that she felt like she should have gotten and she didn't get, all of the resentment and the whispering that she got about her. Because I went through that as a kid. I went to an all-white school, and they did us the same exact way. So I can believe all of that. I can believe all of that. But you know what? We endured, and we went through it. So you can do it. Just you know, one thing about it, you don't have to stay. That's one good thing about it, is you don't have to stay. So all praises be, you know, I'm just glad you was able to get out of there. Your husband took you and his children out of there. You guys are living your life, because it's ridiculous. It's just terrible the way they do that girl. Makes no sense. You know, it's just a lot. You know, just like we was talking about, you know, in the women's class on Tuesday, it's not her, it's black women, period. And I hate to keep getting on this, but this is some of the serious business. You know, we've been through a lot. And we survived, and we persevered, and we made it through, and we reared a nation in the midst of everything else. And we still doing it. Yeah, we got some issues, and yes, we've been through a lot, and yes, we need to correct some things, because who don't? Everybody does. Everybody has issues, and everybody done made mistakes. You know, but we gonna keep on pushing through, you know, and don't ever let another person make you feel like you're not worthy to be here. Because who are they? What kind of skeletons you got in your closet? You know, I've always had compassion for the underdog, the guy that's being mistreated. I've never liked that. I really haven't. I've been around people who laugh at people who have disabilities, and it used to make me so mad. You know, they used to pick on the kids in school that were handicapped and stuff, and I used to just get pissed off. Like, who are you? You know, but you have to speak up sometimes. It gets to be ridiculous. You know, but I wanted to just say that, because it's just a lot. You know, so I make sure I get that out, you know, and get that off my chest, because I've been meaning to say that for a long, long time. You know, just the hatred that we see. This hatred stuff is real. This stuff is real. And you know what? It fuels all of the fact that we are who we say we are. We are the children of Israel. Not that we need anybody to validate it for us, because we are who we say we are. If you got a little bit of tint to your skin, they automatically group you in with everybody else. It's the hatred stuff. It's a shame. You know, but it ain't nothing you can do about it. You just got to live through it. You gotta muddle through it. You know, because it's not going to be a forever. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. You know, I thought about how, you know, we have to take our children and teach them something else. You know, we live in this society, but we have to teach them about hatred and racism and all of the things, you know, because most of our kids grow up in a predominantly black environment because we have been able to do that. Some people don't, but most of our kids have, and they tend to think a lot of times that the world is fair. You know, they tend to think that, and it's a shame that we have to go through that, you know, and teach them that it's not. You know, everybody don't like you. Everybody is not your friend. Everybody, the opportunities are not equal like they try to put it on TV. It's just not. You know, but because of Yah, we have an opportunity to do more than we were able to do before. You know. It's just a situation like that, you know, but that's just something that just, I just don't like that. I just think, but you, they sell the newspapers and they'll say and do anything they need to do to make that happen. And it's just unfortunate. It really is unfortunate that you have to use that. You have to sell newspapers at everybody's, at one person's expense. You know, anybody's expense. You know, so I, you know, it's just, you know, it's just terrible. I don't know. I just had to vent. I had to get that off my chest. You know, I could have talked about the COVID vaccine shot and how they say it's still killing people. Alex Jones is on trial for the Sandy Hook thing where they raking him through the coals. And all, I could talk about a whole lot of different things. You know, the Space Force anthem that they got going on now and all of the crazy stuff. But, you know, it's just a lot. You just don't even know where to start. You just don't, we just want to, you know, it's just, we just pray every day like, Yah, please. We know there's a definite date. And we know that you have written it in the story that we going home. But have mercy on us and please hasten the time so we can go to be away from all of this. You know? Just hasten the time. Because sometimes it gets to be a lot, you know, and you just look like, geez. You know, so I just, but I'm still glad to be here. I'm happy. I'm healthy, you know, and all that good stuff. And we just waiting on the Most High to do what he is, what he said he is going to do. But the more we read and the more we understand and the more we live, the more we see. The more we see. We see it all. You know, we see it all. You just have to just keep, be patient. I know it's hard, but you have to be patient and wait on the Most High and have faith. You know, and it's hard. That waiting ministry is rough, boy. You gotta wait. Woo, you're going to learn how to wait because he wrote the story. You know, and I think the hardest part about it is knowing who your Elohim is and getting to know him through that word and realizing how much the world don't know nothing about him and they claim they do. That's the rough part. You know, they claim they know, and then you understand that these gods that everybody is worshiping and serving, these are the gods that have tried to assume his identity and rule everybody. And it's like, no, that ain't him. That's why he said, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. And that's the truth. Oh, is that the truth? I'm serious. Anybody else want to push one, please feel free to. We just talking today. We just opening up the floor to have regular conversation and, you know, do whatever it is that we do, you know, so we can understand, you know, the world and where we are. And, you know, we don't have all the answers, but we do have some. And it's good to have some of the answers. We don't know it all, but we do know some things, you know, and we do know that we serve an Elohim that's living. He's living, he's alive, and he's talking. All praises be to the Most High God. I tell them all the time. They were like, you ain't. Everybody talking about they done heard the Lord say this and that. He was talking when he left here. He's still talking today, and that's a blessing. You know, now what, how he gets the information to you and how he downloaded to you, that's between you and him. But he'll let you know what he wants you to know. He really will. All praises be to the Most High Yah. You know, so we just excited about that today. You know, no ill feelings toward anybody. I hope everything is good with everybody, you know, especially in our nation. And we just keep on living. We just got to keep living one day at a time. You can only live one day at a time, one moment at a time. You know, we're going to keep on doing what we're doing, you know, and just moving forward. So I wanted to kind of touch on that. You know, like I said, there's a lot of things I could talk about, you know, and I could say, you know, but I just wanted to make sure, you know, that I get that out there. Because like I said, I don't usually call names. And it's a lot of names I would have liked to have called over this platform for many years, and I try not to, because I try not to feed into certain things. But sometimes it just gets to be a lot, you know, and everything. Helping, it, you know, watching how the world works, because people can be cruel. They really can be. They can be cruel. And everybody got the answers. Everybody has the same answers. You know, so. Anybody else, since you have anything else you want to discuss while we don't hear any, anybody else, please feel free to push one. You know. How did you guys like the class yesterday? I haven't put it up online yet. I'm definitely going to do that. I'm trying to get the information so that we can get it up there, you know, and all good things. And, you know, let the Most High do what he do. One thing I do want to say is I don't miss the coronation when it happens. I put something up there about 12 days ago to explain the importance of this thing. You know, every time I look at this kingdom and the kingdom over there, it reminds me of our kingdom. I wonder what King David's kingdom was like. And, you know, it angers me because of what we forfeited, you know, that we have to watch other people and other nations do what we probably were doing, you know, and as much as they had all the splendor and the pageantry and the uniformity, you know, nobody's kingdom was like King Solomon's, you know, no king has ever been as wealthy as he was, you know, and you just look at that and you just wonder what was it like and how was it so frivolously just given up. You know, and all those good things. You know, how could we as a people have been so careless to just throw it away? We just threw it away like it just didn't mean anything. You know, and then to see us now in the condition that we're in, you know, all the religions and all the stuff that we caught up in today, which they was caught up in back then too, because the more we read, the more we realize, they was doing what they saw everybody else do. They was dressing like they saw everybody else dress. So this behavior that we see now ain't nothing new under the sun. It's not. You know, so all of that good stuff. So that's why we are where we are. It's the same behavior. It's just a different people, you know, a different people being regenerated. So we can keep, because so we can see all of this stuff. Well, I don't know. It's a different breed of people, you know. And the generations that are coming after us, we got to keep teaching these people. Don't stop teaching your kids and your children's children, because I can see how if we don't do it, the powers that be will erase all of the information that we have put out there and have people believing that it's just not that way. You know, don't stop teaching your children. Teach them every day. The Bible tells us we're supposed to teach our children and our children's children about our history and our story. Now, we do have a history and a story that goes past jazz and jigabooing and dancing and music and all that. It's much richer than that. Don't stop teaching your children the things that are important, because these are the things that we need to know. They need to know. They need to know that we from kings and queens and prince and princesses. This is the stuff we supposed to be telling our own children. You know. And it's so sad because now we made a hierarchy out of the pastors and the bishops of this church and stuff. They the royalty of the world. The music industry, the families has been around for a long time, a royalty and music. All that old foolishness. No. We have to do better. We have to do better. We have to teach. That's the one thing we can do. We can teach. Because when you bring them home from school, you got to deprogram them from the stuff they taught at school, too. You got to completely deprogram them and show different books and explain different things to them from the stuff that they done learned. I had a colleague of mine. She went to a Catholic college, and when they got finished with her, she told us that Jesus, now listen to this crazy stuff, Jesus was the child of Cleopatra and Mark Anthony. I said, excuse me? Yes, he was, because they taught us that in English, in religion class. I didn't push the issue. I said, oh, okay. Well, now, hey, wow. And argue with me. I said, okay. So we got to really begin to tell our children who we are, who King David was and who King Solomon was and all of the stuff. We got to show them those things. Because if you don't, they'll be believing this stuff is real. Shoot. That'll make them accept the captivity. They'll be like, well, that's just the way things are. No, it's not. You know, it's all right. They treating us better than they used to. So what? This ain't it. They will accept the condition that they in if you don't tell them who they are. You know? We really got to do better. For real. Because when you understand that, you know, I mean, you have to tell them why. You know, you have to be honest about why. And we here because so we messed up. We can't blame nobody but ourselves. But you still got to tell them. All praises be to the Most High. You know, because we owe it to them to tell them. You know, this ain't where we live. This is not our land. You know. So all praises be to the Most High. We got to be able to tell them our land is the land of Canaan. The Most High gave the land of Canaan to us. It was given to us by the Elohim of Israel of the universe. He gave us the land of Canaan. You know, we didn't speak English. We don't even know the language that we spoke. We didn't speak English. No. So it's important for us to understand that. It's very important. You know, we're doing a great job with what we have. I mean, different people are creating their cultures, their dress codes, the things that they do, how they live. We're putting forth an effort to do that. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to put forth an effort, to be able to build a culture like none other. You know, we're doing that, and that's what we're doing. And we're worshiping our Elohim. And that's a blessing to be able to do that. So all praises be for that. But we still, you know, we still have a long way to go. We still have a long way to go, but we're getting there. You know, and the doors are opening up. You know, the way is being made. All praises be to the Most High, Yah. You know, all this, and then I was watching one channel where they were talking about, oh, the red heifer is here, and oh, they got the red heifer, and this is the telltale sign that Jesus is coming. I said, here we go. You know, you got to get ready for that. You know, and I'm saying, I said to myself, which one? Which one you talking about? Because we need to understand, because you know there's always two. There's the one they accept, and then there's the real one. So which one? When you start talking like that, everybody kind of leaves the scene. But, you know, you have to be able to understand that. That's another thing you have to teach your children. There's always two of everything when you're in exile. There's their story and our story. You know, so you always have to be able to let them, they're going to tell their story because we're living under their rule. But then we have to turn around and tell them our story so that they understand why there's two. Because nobody still wants to accept that Christ was a Hebrew Israelite. They don't want to accept that. I don't know how they missed that. Nobody wants to accept that. He came from the womb of a Hebrew Israelite woman, from the tribe of Judah, but one of the sons of Jacob. And Jacob was a Hebrew, and then his name was changed to Israel, and his children are known to be the children of Israel. And you can walk that lineage all the way from the Old Testament to the New, and it'll tell you in Matthew that Joseph was from the tribe of Yehuda, and in Luke it tells you Mary's lineage, and that she was from the tribe of Yehuda. They was Hebrew Israelite people. They were people of color. But nobody sees that either. Or at least they don't want to. But it's okay. This is their time to tell their story. And, you know, we don't interfere with it. We just tell ours. And we have to tell it to our children because our job is not to convince them. He never told us that we had to spend time convincing them. The scripture already said that they're going to come to the realization that our fathers have inherited lies. So they know. They're going to have an aha moment. It's already written in the scriptures that's going to be there. It's not our job to convince them of that. We just have to rear our children up and let our children know that that's what that is. You know, like the sister was saying, there's some dark-skinned Caucasian people. No. People don't want to accept that either. But the lineage and the pedigree, according to Numbers, chapter 1 in the Bible, verse 19, it says the lineage and the pedigree goes through the seed of the father. So whatever your father is, that's what you are. And there's some dark-skinned children out here that when they trace their father's lineage and their father's lineage, it goes back to a Caucasian man. It don't matter what color you are, what color your skin is. People have a hard time with that. They do. You just be like, wow, this is interesting. You know, but we have to be true to ourselves and understand what this is all about. And let the Most High do what he do. You know, it's just, but truth sometimes is hard. It's hard for people to accept because it makes you be responsible. You have to be accountable. It just is what it is. It's just a terrible thing to be, but it is. You know, so I can go on and on and on, and I hate to be the one talking all the time. So somebody please push one so we can have a conversation. I would really like to talk to somebody. We have a lot of people on the line. You know, we've talked about spaceships. We know they come. We talked about the giants. The scriptures say they come. We talked about the one world government. That's on its way. We talked about the Antichrist. We know he's here. You know, a lot of different things are beginning to happen. And we have to be prepared for those things. All praises be to the Most High Yah. So, I mean, you know, just want to take a moment and share that with you. You know, and let us know what we're waiting on. We're waiting on the Most High to tell us when it's time to go. And it has nothing to do with the government. It has nothing to do with the people. It has to do with Yah. And when Yah say it's time to go, it is time to go. Brother Yerushalayim, if you don't mind, if you could push one, I would appreciate it real quick. And Brother Uriah, if you could push one, I need you guys' help for a minute. Just 1 second, if you're able to. If you're there. If not, I am going to put on, here we go. Shalom, Brother Uriah. Thank you so much for pushing on.
Sure, shalom.
Brother Yerushalayim, are you there? If you can push one. Our brother William, I know you on here. I need to step away for a minute, and I didn't want to leave a line blank, but I got to step away for a second, and I wanted the conversation to. So I'm going to open up you all this mic. Brother Yerushalayim, thank you so much for assisting. And you guys just take the floor for a minute. I'll just, you know, be back. We can talk. You can talk about whatever. I'll be back in 1 second.
Yeah, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Brother Yerushalayim, Brother William, how y'all doing?
Good.
Actually, one thing I was talking to Sister Yaina said to us yesterday, you know, that we were trying to pick a style of clothing for the nation of Yehuda for the men. And I was thinking about the, the Egdala African apparel.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure if that was appropriate or not, but I was looking around for something. There's not a whole lot of stuff that we can say Israelite apparel because we don't really know what we really wore except those tunics.
Shalom, brother. Shalom, brother. Well, I was able to pull up a website, and I'm trying to think of the name. But I was able to pull up a website. It has, quote-unquote, ancient Israelite clothing or ancient clothing, religious clothing. It was more of a, it had some stuff in there, but I don't know how anybody would feel about it. I have to text it to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't have a lot of that stuff.
See, that's what I'm saying. They don't have a lot unless you come up with something very original, somebody who's a designer, and I'm not a designer of clothing, but if somebody had that gift.
Yeah, neither am I.
I just know what I like. I just know when I see it, I like it. Yeah. If I see it, I say, oh, that I like that.
Yeah, I can hear it and text it to you, but it was, let me see if I can pull it up right now. And give you the website address and you look at it.
Okay, yeah.
It kinda,
you got the website. I'll pull it up.
And that's the only thing I found. I found a lot of, you know, Arab stuff.
I was over there in that region.
Yeah. So, you know, the Arabs still kind of wear their traditional stuff.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
Let me see you here.
All right, you guys, I'm back. Thank you so much. Hold on. Let me open up this mic.
Hey. The one was a Abaya. A-B-A-Y-A-H. A-B-A-Y-A-H, ancient,
okay,
biblical Middle Eastern clothing.
Okay.
That was the closest thing I could find.
Okay, and I wrote that down, so I'll look that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sister Aina may want to hook us up with information so we can communicate with one another, whether by email address or something.
Yeah, I got Brother
Williams
phone.
Without us saying information over the line, but we need to start hooking up.
Yeah. Praise y'all.
Guess we gotta figure out some sandals too, huh?
What, they got sandals too?
I mean, that's what they wore, right? Sandals?
Right.
Okay.
You back, Sister Yaina? You back? Oh, okay.
I am. I'm listening to y'all. Okay.
Oh, okay. We were just talking about the clothing since we don't get a chance to talk to each other about the clothing, so we're just trying to put something together.
Oh, yeah, that is great. That is so great. I'm so happy you guys are doing that. And we're definitely going to get together again next Saturday after the class. and we'll come up with something and then submit what we need to submit. And I think that's just, that's beautiful. Yes, indeed. You know, because if we're royal, we're supposed to look like it. Don't you agree?
Correct.
Hmm. Yes, indeed. I'm excited. I am so excited about that. I really am. Yeah, so. Yeah, so that's, you know, that. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't. Brother Rashomon, what do you mean by someone that makes designs? Like, do you mean like a picture to go on a T-shirt?
I'm sorry, ask the question again, sis.
So, Brother Rashomon said that he needed someone to make, like, a design, like, do you mean, like, create, like, a picture to go on a T-shirt so that the T-shirts could be sold? Is that what you mean by design?
I'm not sure, Brother Rashomon, she was asking that.
I think we're
trying to get some clothing. It's not for a T-shirt. We're trying to actually get some clothing, proper attire for us.
Yeah. So the fabric and things like that, they'll have access to those things. And you'll be able to get samples and see what that looks like. And, like, if we wanted to put our logo on it or something like that, we definitely will be able to do that.
The person who got to do the clothing, is she or he the designer who could create something?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They are professional designers, yes, absolutely. Yes. Professional designers.
Okay, great.
Runway designers, yes. They are, yes. Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Sounds good.
We are, you know, and like I said, everybody has their own signature look, and each group has their own look, and I think it's beautiful how they have designed their own look and everything like that, and I think that's great, you know, and we are about to do the same, you know, so I just needed some ideas and some things like that from you guys as to what you want to look like. When we step out, for whatever reason we come, whether we are joining another group or whether we're talking to political people or whether we're going to special events, whatever it is, you know, just put it together for me, and we'll get together on next Saturday and compare and send them in, you know. Because I've already explained, you know, that our fabric has to be the same blend. You know, it can't be mixed fabric and all that kind of stuff, so they're ready to go. That we just got, it's just a matter of, you know, getting some ideas of what we want. That's where we are. You know, all praise be to the Most High Yah. You know, it's just time. Like I said, we're not a very large group because we don't have to be. We know what our call is and what we are supposed to be doing, and when that time comes, And you know, we step into position and to do what it is we are called to do, we want to be able to look the part. And that's what we're doing. We're getting prepared. We're getting ready for that day. Whatever it is that he has for us to do, I can't pinpoint it down to the letter, but I wouldn't do it over this radio platform, but, you know, when we get ready to step out, we're going to step out. You know, because we have it all here, you know, military experience, corporate experience, legal experience, medical experience, it's all here, you know, to do what it is that we need to do. You know, and everybody has a call, and everybody has a purpose, you know, and that's our purpose, you know, to help to build our nation while we're in exile, you know, so that when the time comes, and that what that means is culture, religious classes to understand who Yah is, explain why we're in the condition that we're in, blame no one because it's nobody's fault but our own, and be prepared when the time comes for the second exodus so we can get out of here when this time comes, because it's coming. you know, and that's just, you know, there's no more new gimmicks in church. There's no more of any of that stuff. All the stuff is centered around the Most High letting us know that our time is getting closer and closer. And like I said, just like the 400 years crept up on us, and before we knew it, we were sitting in Washington, D.C., you know, getting ready to go down on our knees. It's the same thing, the same way this is going to happen, you know, because he wrote the end from the beginning. And he don't have to go back and make the plan. The plan was already written from the beginning. All he has to do is activate the players and drop it in their mind like, boop, you know, I thought about something. You know, why don't we call so-and-so and so-and-so and them and put this whole thing together? So it's as simple as a thought dropping, like we read yesterday in the Bible class. You know, when the Most High got tired of the northern kingdom, what did he do? He dropped a thought down in the mind of the king of Assyria and said, go get them, put them in captivity. That's how this is done. That's how it's done. No. It's just a thought. And people think that they're doing it for one reason, but he's making sure his word don't come back void. Because it's not. It's not going to... You know, it's just not going to come back void. Not one thing, and he's not going to miss one thing. Not one of those prophecies is going to come back and not be fulfilled. Not one. You know, so that's where we are today. You know, and when we know that, it don't leave a whole lot of room for no frivolous stuff. You're like, yeah, I know, but we know what he said. And now we can go back to what he said. Not what he looked like, what he said. He said, he put his word above his name. He said, I'm putting my word above my name. I'm going to make sure my word don't come back void, and it ain't. So we know we need to start getting ready and get prepared to get out of here when the time comes. You know, they not just shipping these immigrants in here for nothing. And not. And how putting them in housing them and stuff on cruise ships and stuff. They're not doing that for nothing. Somebody got to replace us when we leave. You know, my 46 million black people. That's a lot of people. And he said that's a small remnant of what we used to be. Can you imagine? That's just in America.
Well, they got 80 million over there in Brazil.
Woo! 80 million. Man, oh man. You know? Just, you know, it's just a lot of us. And that's just a small number. Because we was as the sands of the sea, as the stars of the sky. Innumerable. It was so many of us. It was too many to count. No. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing. We keep by faith. We do it just like we did that other thing before. We know how to do it. We've done it before. And especially when he said Christian prophets back that say the same thing that he'd been telling us as confirmation. Say the same thing. You know? He sent them by to give confirmation. You know? Let me do this just for argument's sake. Let me do this real quick. You know, in case somebody just didn't hear it. Let me do this real quick.
God are getting ready to return back from whence they came in the way in whence they came. They came in abuse and attack. They are going to return in comfort and wealth. This is what is getting ready to take place. I know what I saw. I saw it clearly. I wasn't trying to see it. I wasn't trying, wasn't looking for it, wasn't speaking in tongues, wasn't doing anything. I was minding my business, and he opened up my eyes and let me see it. and this is not long. God, the Lord, showed me that he is getting ready. Exit us. He's getting ready to exit us. Exit us. Who is us? If my people, you see, his people, it's his people. Don't get mad, because he knows who his people is, or his people are. He knows who his people are. So what I'm saying to you is, right now, get ready for it. If I be a prophet of God, this word shall come to pass. I have not heard this anywhere, but I just saw it sitting right there, thinking to myself, oh, what am I looking at? There is coming a mass exodus of people, especially those are the descendants of the slave trade. Lord have mercy. Those that are descendants of those who came in the slave trade, it's getting ready to be reversed. And he showed me that when we, I don't know about anything. I'm just telling you what he showed me. He didn't give me all of the details about everybody, but I do know that this is mainly aimed at those who are people of color, the descendants of those who were abused. God said, now you've asked them long enough to give you reparations. Now I'm going to force the reparations, just like I forced Pharaoh and his people to pay the children of Israel as they left Egypt. He said, he's going to exit us. That means we won't have to exit. He's going to do it this time. And it is being revealed. I know this. I know what I'm looking at. I know what I saw. I saw it just as clearly. And I could see people literally running toward these ships. And there was not like one ship in the harbor. There were dozens of ships. It was like somebody from somewhere chartered all of the ships and boats and yachts that they could get their hands on for people to exit the nation. I saw it. I know what I saw. I know what I saw. I know what I saw. Lord have mercy. I know what I saw. I know what I saw. And I don't know who is or whatever, but I know what I saw. Prepare for this. This is going to happen. Something real deep is getting ready to happen in America, because I saw these ships. And this wasn't what I knew. What I did see was this wasn't for everyone. This was a consistency of the people. There was a consistency of the people who were getting on these ships.
All right, there you have it. Confirmation. Hello. When he starts doing that, when he starts sending other people to confirm what his words say, get ready. That's all I can say. It ain't too much else you can say. You know, get ready. You know, and just like everybody smirked over the 400 years, and they thought we was wasting time, and everybody did their calculations and said it already happened, and everybody said this and that and the other, this going to do the same thing. It's going to come, and everybody going to be shocked. I'm telling you. It's coming. Get ready. And we ready to step up to do whatever it is the nation of Yehuda's job is to do, we're ready to do it. We're ready to step in place and speak to whoever we need to speak to, organize whatever it is we need to organize, and set up however we need to set it up so that this thing can go to come to pass, because it's coming. We started the first one. We set out with the 400 years with the first one, and we're going to end up finishing this prophecy. You watch what I tell you. Now, and this is some serious stuff right here. This is serious. You know, this is serious. It's time. It's time. When he starts sending them by, when he starts sending the prophets by, there's not even, that don't even profess to be Israel, and he's showing them this shit. Send chills through you, because this is real. His word is not going to come back void, I'm telling you. You know, it's not going to come back void. And everybody can laugh, and they can joke, and they can snicker, and they can do whatever, but it's not going to come back void. You mean what he say? And yes, we have a lot invested here. We bought houses, and we bought cars, and we had education, and we've had babies born here, and we have reared our children, and we have a foundation here because we've been here for 400 plus years. We've been here for 400 plus years. You know, we've done all those things. But there's an expiration date for that. You know? And he said, we're going to lead the same way we came. Just like the children did in Egypt. They walked in Egypt, and when it got ready for them to leave, they walked out. Same way they came in, they came the same way they left. You know, so I can imagine the votes is being organized. I can imagine some people are in their offices right now talking about how we going to move this massive amount of people in how's this effort going to take place? How are we able to move this many people? This is a lot of people we moving from one location to the next. No? This is something massive. It's a beautiful thing to see our Elohim's word come to pass, because it's just words in a book. To some people, it's just words on a page and words in a book. But to us, it's the living word. It is the living word, and it's backed up by prophecy, a more sure word of prophecy, and a promise from our Elohim that the prophecies will not fall to the ground. They're going to do. It's going to set out what he accomplished it to do. What other nation has a God that can make that kind of promise? Make you sit down and give him some praise. He is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Now, this is going to be massive. And it's just not a chance. It's not by chance that he brought you to everybody that's here to the nation of Yehuda. And you guys been consistent for years and years and years and years and years. With different skill sets. Everybody got a different skill set of one thing or another. No. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to see this thing come to pass. Whew. You know, what kind of Elohim is this? I mean, you know, when you really think about him, he's amazing. You know, because he's subtle with it. It's just words on a page and pages in a book that's been sitting up on the mantelpiece collecting dust. But one thing about it is when you open it and you begin to read it, you understand it's just way more powerful than that. That's his word. He said, I'm going to give you my word. I'm coming to get you. I promise you I'm coming to get you. No, this is powerful. For me, it is. I know some of you all are a little older and everything. Just hold on. You know, he's going to give you the strength to see it through. Hold on. We're going to make it on there. We got to crawl. Everybody smell. I don't feel good. I'm sick. That's all right. We're going to crawl up them planks, and Well, we got to have one of them ramps that's got, what is it, electrical that move you up. You ain't got to walk. We're going to get you on there. I promise you that much. We're going to get you on there. All praises be to the Most High. Yes, indeed. No, ain't no more, we ain't going to be in the bottom no more. Just stacked on top of each other, naked, chained to each other. We're going to be up top. Because you said so. That's a beautiful promise. Don't no other nation have a promise like that. Nobody do. Just us. You know? It's just amazing. I mean, you know. So that's what we're preparing for. That's the next thing that we're preparing for, you know, in the midst of going to college and in the midst of buying houses and in the midst of living, because you still got to live, and whatever we buy, we leaving it. We leaving it. The Most High ain't sending these immigrants into this country for nothing. He's not. Oh, you know. Whatever we do, we leaving it. I mean, you know, that's why I tell you, enjoy your life. Don't sell everything and live like a pauper. Enjoy your life, but when it comes time to let it go, it's over. Can't take it with you. You're not going to be able to do it. No. It's just a powerful thing. It's just, that's the promise that our Elohim has made unto us. And like I said, he's sending confirmation by other folks that don't even profess to be Israelites. That say, I seen. I saw. You know, I saw that, you know, that this was happening and that was happening. You got to trust him. You know, several people. You know, it's just a powerful thing. It is truly a powerful thing. Coming a long way. You know, not Jesus is coming back. Because that's what everybody wanted. That's what they're trying to sell. You know, Jesus is coming. No, we leaving. You know. This whole religious stuff getting ready to be over with for us. Ain't going to be no organs and stuff out there. It ain't going to be no pastors and no cloaks and stuff out there. Ain't going to be all that. It's going to be us, just like it was before. It ain't going to be none of that. It's just not. So these are the things, you know, that happen. It's going to be massive to move that many people. That's massive. Sheesh. Massive. No, we got to be ready. That's all I'm saying is just we're getting prepared. And that's what this is all about. Everybody's doing the preparation stuff, you know. Still, like I said, still go to work, still go get your education, still do everything you need. Don't change your routine. Don't change nothing. You know, and keep doing what you're doing. Because the word going to come at one point, just like the 400 years came, and we're going to know what time it is. A piece of land got to be cleaned out for us to be there. Because that's a whole lot of folks to be moving. A piece of the land of Canaan got to be cleaned off for us to be able to go there. And that's a whole lot of land to be cleaned off. And we won't be under another country. We won't. We won't be asking for asylum in another country. We'll be moving to a piece of to the land of Canaan. Now, how he going to do that, I don't know. I have no idea why that's going to work. I don't even know. But he got it all worked out. It's going to work itself right on now. He's very organized with what he does. You know? I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm a little fearful because, you know, I've read about him and I've had experiences with him in my own way, but I've never really seen it up close and personal like Moshe did. You know, like the children of Israel did. They seen him move. I mean, we've seen him do things in our lives that was miraculous, but not like this. You know, and you just, you know, you there. It's a good thing to have a fear of the Most High. You know, it's when you stop fearing him, it's when you let your guard down, it's when you get in trouble, you know. So I'm excited and fearful at the same time, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing at all. This is what we do. This is who we are. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, his name is Israel. He said, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal your land. So we on our way. Keep praying. Don't stop praying. Keep repenting. Don't stop doing that. All praise be to the Most High Yah. It's a beautiful thing. And that call gonna come. Somebody was listening to the 400 years. Somebody was listening. So they was ordained to listen. You know, somebody was listening, and they got that thing moving. And before we knew it was a law. And we like a law. It was a law. They put it into law. They listening now. They listening now. You know. So I think it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Like the sister was on there a week before last. She said the same thing. She said the Most High showed her the same thing. She told us. It's wonderful. We just got to have faith. And we got to trust it. And ain't nobody scared. Y'all not scared, are you? Any other brothers, y'all got it right, because y'all gonna have to be out there. All the brothers on here, we trust in you. We got faith in you. We got faith in you. Y'all got us, right?
Yeah, we do. No, I'm not scared.
All right. That'll work. You know, we got military, all kinds of stuff jumping off. We gonna need all that. You know, that's a beautiful thing. Organizational skills. That's how it was when we went into the wilderness. The Most High had everybody out there that had specific skills to get done what he needed to get done. And this is exactly what's happening today. Yeah.
We fumbled the last time. We're not fumbling again.
I know that. We can't. This is it. We can't fumble no more. You just going to get taken out. Woo!
I'm going to have my rocks ready.
Okay. Yes, indeed. We got to stand up and be strong and move forward. This thing is real. I'm so excited. I am so excited. You know. And he said he wasn't leaving one behind. And like I said, we got to get, this is going to be massive. Shoot. Massive. And I don't see it. I don't see that being that far-fetched either, that something is going to be going on that's going to make us want to get up out of here with the quickness. Because I'm telling you, when they left Egypt was smoking. It was smoking. People was crying because they had dead bodies in their houses. Can you imagine? They said it wasn't one household in Egypt where it wasn't a dead body. And people was wailing, they was screaming, and they was crying, and they was doing. That's why I don't understand how people can take the Passover lightly like they do. This ain't no party. This is serious. This was a serious, serious feast day. They had to hear screams and hollering and crying and all kinds of stuff. Babies was dying. Grown people was dying. Grandpas and grandmas was dying. Animals was dying. They just fell dead. And when the day hit and the door opened, everybody was leaving because they didn't want to hear that no more. You know? So, you know, Passover is coming this year. It's coming up again in March. And we want to encourage everybody to keep Passover with us this year. This is the 1 year, 2023, where we're going to try to keep Passover together. We keep it in our houses just like they did. You know, we're going to do a practice run. We keep it in our houses just like they did. And the very next morning, they was out of there. That's how important Passover is. We're going to connect with some of our brothers and sisters, and we're going to invite them to keep Passover with us. You can't keep it with the other people that claim to be us. They didn't go through that. This is our history. So we're gonna start doing this and getting some stuff together and organizing it and passing some information out so that we can all keep Passover together. They kept it in their houses because the very next morning they was out of there. You know, and this is important. We're getting closer and closer. Now, we got to make people understand the importance of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that's why the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the way it was, because they didn't have time to add yeast to the bread. They had to leave. So they had to make bread with no yeast. So they had to eat flat bread. And that's why we have 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread right after Passover. And what did he see? He said, I've seen folks running to the ships. Lord have mercy. He says, I'm going to be going on, but we're going to be out of here. We got to get out of this. We got to be gone. They was in a hurry, too. He told them, eat with your clothes on and your shoes on and eat in a hurry. So that's not too far-fetched. No. Serious stuff jumping off. This is Yah's word. This is when he show up. I mean, this is serious stuff right here. This is when he going to show up. And stuff already happening weird. It's already a bunch of weird stuff happening right now. People seeing stuff flying through the sky. Ships and stuff flying through the sky. And they rebuking it in Jesus' name. You ain't going to be able to rebuke them ships. Them ships coming. No. We ain't seen none yet. It's gonna be seen in every city. Everybody gonna have something to report. So I can believe it. We gonna be in a mission. There ain't gonna be no bye y'all. I ain't gonna be none of that. You know? Seriously. Area code 717, your mic is open, you on the air. Your mic is open. You probably had it open for a minute. I do apologize. But yeah, serious business. We're going to be moving, getting things ready, getting ready to go. You know? No. Now, wherever this reparation is coming from, I believe we're going to get it on the way out the door. I didn't even hear some Hebrew pastors tell they congregation, it's going to be a period where we're going to get wealthy here in this place and things going to get better and the economy's going to be great and this is when we're going to get the blessing. And I'm just looking at these people like, where are you getting this from? You know? All kind of stuff being taught. All kind of fakeness is getting out there. All kind of deception is out there to keep people under the tutelage of religion. No, but we know better. You know better. Like I said, I ain't going to know what it's going to be like to be able to sit on that ship and watch it push off from the shore, never to come back here again. No? Never to come back again. It's something, I'm telling you. Something. Yes, indeed. The power of Yah. This is what we waiting on, y'all. This is the cream of the crop. This is it. This is what we have been waiting for. You know? And they fighting everywhere. They fighting each other every which way you can turn, they fighting. You know, they fighting over all kind of land, nuclear stuff. It's a nuclear war strike. It's hurricanes hitting. It's tropical storms. They preparing for that. It's stuff happening everywhere. But that still ain't y'all. He said that's just bad weather. Got to get ready. You got to start getting ready mentally. When I say get ready, I mean get ready mentally. Because I don't think you're going to be able to bring too much with you. It'll be a small bag, if anything. You ain't going to be able to bring no furniture. You ain't going to be able to bring that Mercedes. You ain't going to be able to bring that Range Rover. You have to leave all that with the keys in it at the house. You know, the furniture and all the stuff is going to be left. You know, all the stuff that you deemed that was important to you will stay here. It's going to be over in abundance. Like I said, they ain't shipping these immigrants ain't coming up in here for nothing. And they shipping them in secretly by night. They flying them to different cities and dropping them off. They know something we don't know. They know something that they haven't let out the bag yet. They ain't told us yet. Yeah. They dropping them off in different places, making sure everybody know that they here. Men, women, and children. Some serious stuff jumping off underneath. You got to read between the lines sometimes. And it's all good, you know. The man, somebody, they'll do jobs nobody else will do. They're going to do the jobs that we was doing eventually. They're going to assume the position and move right on in. And they're going to do the jobs that we was doing. Because somebody's got to, if he said we leaving and we believe that word, somebody got to take our place. They do. Are you ready to go? I guess that's the next question. Have you really thought about it? Are you really ready to go? Have you really thought about what that means? That means never to see this place again. Are you really ready to go? No matter what lies out there, do you really trust the Most High enough to say, wherever you take me, I'm going. Let's go. I mean, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I mean, yeah, really ready to go.
Yeah.
I was ready yesterday.
I'm ready yesterday.
Woo!
What'd you say, brother?
Yeah, I was ready yesterday. Been ready.
I know that's right. Yeah, you gotta be ready. You know, yeah, gotta be ready. I know some of y'all talking to your mamas and them and all that kind of stuff, but I really think it's gonna be a situation set up where they ain't got no choice. If you're part of the transatlantic slave trade, you got to roll out. That's something right there. You know, leave it. You know, whatever it is you holding on to, leave it. That's why I be telling these girls be getting all these surgeries and all this stuff. Y'all better take that mess out. Because it ain't going to be no plastic surgeries when we where we going. You're going to have to get a man. Listen, don't do nothing else to your body. Stop doing that stuff. I'm telling you. Leave it. We gotta be faithful. We gotta do what we supposed to. We gotta take care of ourselves. Our time is winding down. We coming. Like I said, look at the immigrants. Start pulling them up. And how they shipping them. You know? They shipping them. They shipping immigrants all over. I mean, in the nighttime. shedding them all over the place. And the governors is getting mad behind them. They like, look, y'all want them? Here you go. Here, listen to this. Here we go. Watch. They shipping them. They shipping them to the vice president's front door and leaving them there. Because they just coming into the country. Boatloads of them is coming.
Texas dropped off migrants this morning. CNBC's Shamari Stone near the vice president's home where their journey ended on Mass Avenue. Shamari.
Well, Tyler, the Secret Service and immigration volunteers say they were caught off guard when the buses dropped off the migrants behind me. Many of these asylum seekers are from Venezuela and Cuba. They were processed by federal immigration officials in Texas, and now many are at local churches here in D.C.
The migrants arrived carrying blankets, pillows, and plastic bags. David Morales, a migrant from Venezuela, he says he endured a very long trip, quite tough. We didn't expect to be left adrift here without knowing where to head to. Texas Governor Greg Abbott defending the move, tweeting, our supposed border czar, VP Harris, has yet to see firsthand the impact of the open border policies she has helped implement. The arrival coming just days after the vice president said on Meet the Press Sunday,
the border is secure, but we also have a broken immigration system, in particular over the last 4 years before we came in, and it needs to be fixed.
In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams today touring a new welcome center for migrants. He admits the city's shelters are being overwhelmed.
We need help.
But vowed to keep housing asylum seekers.
This is a crisis. And during crises, there are two types of New Yorkers. There are those who play I got you and stay on the outside and complain. And then there are those who roll up their sleeves and just get stuff done. That's who we are.
Republicans seizing on the immigration issue ahead of the midterm elections.
They are beginning to experience just a little bit of what the state of Texas and other borders communities have experienced for years.
Democrats blasting it as a stunt.
There is no question that the governors of Arizona and Florida and Texas are using migrants as pawns in their political campaigns.
Texas Governor Abbott says he will continue sending migrants to sanctuary cities like D.C. until, in his words, quote, Biden and Harris do their jobs to secure the border.
There you have it, huh? They shipping them all over everywhere, busload. They flying them in secret, and they're shipping them everywhere. They said, it's a reason for all that. It's a reason. Just saying. It's a reason. They coming in from everywhere. Ukraine, Russia, they coming in from everywhere. They are. And think it not strange. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, it just seems awfully convenient, you know, that all of a sudden they just had, they're overwhelmed with immigrants, and they're housing them in hotels, and they're putting them on cruise ships, and they're housing them in shelters, and they put, where are all these people going? They already talking about we got a housing crisis right now. There's not enough houses for the people that are already here. So where are they going? They're bringing them for a reason, in my opinion. No. We getting close, y'all. That's all I can say is we getting close. We getting real close. Are you ready? Woo! This is serious. I mean, it's like the 400-year snuck up on us. Are you really, really ready when the Most High say it's time? Okay, we have a lot of right-wing individuals on our radio show before, and they was like, that's the best news I have heard all day. You know, and it was like, we're not offended. We feel the same way. Y'all leaving. Oh, that is wonderful. Amen. We ain't mad. And the question to them, too, is, are you really sure you're ready for that? That's going to leave a dent. Because in spite of what you think, we did contribute something to this society. That's going to leave a dent. But dent or not, which I'll say we out. Woo, mercy. Get ready. I mean, I see the handwriting on the wall. I can see it. I might not know all the intricate details, but I can see it. It's getting everybody getting prepared. They doing this for a reason. They just coming in, like you say, Venezuela. They coming in from Cuba. They coming in from everywhere. It's getting ready to get it. It's getting exciting. It's like, wow. Let's make it happen. His word ain't coming back to him, boy. It is going to accomplish what it set out to do. That's what it say. That is what it say. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Let's see. That's indeed. Here it go. He said, Isaiah 55:8, he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Most High. He said, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's what he said. My word, I put my word above my name. It ain't coming back. We're on our way home, y'all. It's just looking like it. It's looking like they're making the preparations. We don't know it all. They haven't included us in it yet. They haven't made it public yet. They haven't even brought anybody to the table yet that we know of, and we may not know all things. But one thing we do know is we're going home. I just wanted to leave you with that. And hope everybody enjoys the rest of the week that they have. Anybody have any announcements that they want to make before we dismiss for the day? Keep an eye on the immigrants. Watch it. Bring it up on the news. They telling you every day what's going on, how many they shipping in, where they coming to, what cities they sending them to. Pay attention. This stuff ain't just happening just because. There's a reason for it all. We know what's getting. Somebody got to take your place on that job. Somebody got to be able to keep this machine running. Somebody got to keep doing it. We got to make sure that we do our part, you know, and encourage our people. And one day will be the last day that this show will be on the air. Woo! We're going to say lights out, everybody. We leaving in the morning. Ain't that something? Man, are y'all ready for that? Are you ready? We're going to have a special show that day. If the Most High allow us to have it, that'll be the last show we have. And we'll tell everybody in America, you know, to those people that we have worked with and all of our colleagues that we was fond of, it has been a pleasure. But it's time for us to, that's going to be crucial. Lord have mercy. Woo! Be crucial. But it's time for us to go. Hope everybody, you know, and much love, but it's time for us to go home, you know. And because we create a relationship with people. We've worked with people for years and years and years, you know. We bonded and built relationships with people of the other nations and all kind of stuff. And we're going to have to say goodbye. That's just crucial. So I'm not going to keep talking. I think I've talked enough. If nobody has anything else to say, Brother Yerushalayim, if you don't mind, would you lead us off in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. I most definitely will. Give everybody just a second. Turn to the east.
To the east.
To the east, toward Jerusalem, where we want to be. Oh, Heavenly Father, Yahweh, blessed be your holy name. And we pray this prayer through Yeshua the Christ, where we say, blessed be your holy name. Thank you for gathering us here today and keeping us safe and sound. And I pray that we actually are able to get something out of this class and come closer as a family. I pray also, Father, that you watch over each and every member of our nation, keeping us safe and sound, all those that you will. And we pray for your deliverance out of this nation. We pray for your safety to keep us safe, away from all trouble and evil. Thank you for everything and all things. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, everybody.
Hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll see you at our regularly scheduled program next week. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Good night, everybody.
Shalom.